Welcome to Time with Alba, the Personal Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 27th, Monday, 2020, day 209. Today's topic, do not be afraid of this vast army of COVID-19, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 78, verses 65 to 72, 2 Chronicles, chapter 19, verse 1 to chapter 20, verse 37. Romans, chapter 10, verse 14 to chapter 11, verse 12. Proverbs 20, verses 4 to 6. Today's main passage, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 14 to 17. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is, do not be afraid of this vast army of COVID-19, for the battle is not yours, but God's. When King Jehoshaphat was facing with the vast army of enemy, he was instructed by Prophet Jehaziel that he did not need to fight, just commanded all his soldiers to take up their positions and stand firm. Wow, God sent an ambush to destroy all his enemies. Many people missed what did King Jehoshaphat did before God acted like that. Just as King Jehoshaphat's 8th generation, King Hezekiah, did not need to fight, but God sent an angel and then that night killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. So what did Jehoshaphat and Hezekiah do? Fasting and pray. Put on sackcloth and repent. Cry out to God. The whole world is being attacked by the vast army of COVID-19. Many super nations have been doing lots of research trying to solve this crisis, but everyone is still waiting. I strongly believe if we have Jehaziel in Jehoshaphat's time and Isaiah in Hezekiah's time to to ask people to fast and pray, to put on sackcloth and repent, to cry out to God, God will act and COVID-19 will be no more. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know that if we are willing to fast and pray, to put on sackcloth and repent, to cry out to God, you will act and COVID-19 will be gone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.